Lana just disappeared. I didn't see you go out that door. It's just you were there and then you were gone. Yes. Please take your Bibles, turn to Micah chapter 1. Micah chapter 1, I'll be reading verses 8 through 16. Because of this, I will lament and wail. I will walk barefoot and naked. I will howl like the jackals and mourn like ostriches. For her wound is incurable and has reached even Judah. It has approached my people's city gate as far as Jerusalem. Don't announce it in Gath. Don't weep at all. Roll in the dust, Beth Lephrah. Depart in shameful nakedness, you residents of Shathir. The residents of Zaanan will not come out. Beth Ezel is lamenting. Its support is taken from you. Though the residents of Meroth anxiously wait for something good, disaster will come from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the horses to the chariot, you residents of Lachish. This was the beginning of sin for daughter Zion, because Israel's acts of rebellion can be traced to you. Therefore, send farewell gifts to Morsheth Gath. The houses of Achzib are a deception to the kings of Israel. I will again bring a conqueror against you who live in Marishah. The nobility of Israel will come to Adullam. Shave yourselves bald and cut off your hair in sorrow for your precious children. Make yourselves as bald as an eagle, for they have been taken from you into exile. You may be seated. Let me remind you, the book of Micah was written during the time right before the northern tribes, 10 tribes of Israel, were taken into captivity by the Assyrians. He prophesied to those tribes and to the southern two tribes, Judah, and he is talking about judgment coming from God because of the sinfulness of rejecting God and his ways. And he preaches to those that haven't been yet taken into captivity, but he's telling them it's going to happen. He says, judgment is coming because you have rejected God's word. You have rejected his truth. And he talks to both Samaria and Jerusalem. Those are the capitals of the divided kingdom after King Solomon passed away. The kingdom divided into the 12 tribes, split 10 to the north, 2 to the south. The ones in the south kept Jerusalem as their capital, the place where God said his temple would be built. And in Samaria, they built altars to false gods. And even after the king of Israel built those altars, he said, these are the gods that brought you out of Egypt. He attributed to these false gods, to these statues that God said, don't make any graven image, the name of the true God. God said he's going to bring his disaster, his judgment, and it will be a disaster. And in verse 8, we pick up with the response to the judgment. Now, it's an interesting thing as we look through this. There's a lot of city names, but unless you know Hebrew, you don't understand the play on what he's saying. It would be like saying, cut and shoot. You're not going to fire your gun or draw your knife. The woodlands, you're going to be left without a tree. Panorama Village, there's going to be nothing to see on the whole vista as you look around. Stagecoach, get your wagon ready to leave town. That's the kind of play that Micah's saying here. He's taking the names of the cities and showing that even though you have a name for one thing, God's going to do something else. Micah shows the proper response to God's judgment coming. It says, because of this, I will lament and wail. There's a book called Lamentations, and it's crying out the sorrow over things happening. And Micah is sorrowful for what God's judgment is going to do, and he's sorrowful because it's caused exactly by the people of Israel who've been given God's blessing, going out and ignoring God's blessings. He says, I will go barefoot and naked. I'm not going to dress up for this. I'm going to show my mourning. And one of the signs of showing mourning is just wearing sackcloth and just potato sack. We don't have anything really equivalent to it today, but it's just the barest of clothing, and then showing outwardly his inward sorrow. He says, I'll howl like the jackals. And if Micah had been by here, he'd say, I'd howl like Remy. Our dog is a cross between Dachshund and a Basset Hound. Barks and then howls. And Joe and I have fun because we just go, and she'll throw her head back in and just let out the biggest howl. And she howls all the time, just that hound dog howl. Well, Micah is howling like the animals out in the wild. And mourning like the ostriches. The ostrich, sometimes it's translated eagle or the rock eagle. Just a lone animal that's out by itself. Micah is saying, I'm sorrowful for what's happening. It didn't have to happen. But they chose to reject God, and God's judgment is coming. One day, everybody will stand before God's judgment seat. And there will be people that get sent away from God that have been proudly reveling in their sin, but they're going to be sent to hell. And there's mourning over those going to hell because they had an opportunity to repent, and they didn't. David Crosby, I think, of Crosby, Nash, Stills, Nash & Young, passed away. And one of his last tweets was about heaven. He says, I think it's overrated. It's cloudy. His ending tweet the day before he died doesn't bode well for seeing him in heaven. Now, George Harrison, one of the Beatles, was able to make a confession for Jesus Christ before he died. So you might see at least one of the Beatles in heaven, but not necessarily so. Some of the other rock singers that have passed away. Because even though they know the truth about God, know about heaven, they reject him. And even though the judgment has not been fulfilled, even though Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, has not come in to conquer the northern 10 tribes, Micah writes as if it happened. Wail, your children are taken from you. said, it's an incurable wound, he says in verse 9. And that wound has reached as far as the gates of Jerusalem. Israel, you're going to suffer the judgment of God first. But Judah is suffering the consequences and is being affected also. As we look around the world, we see countries that have turned their back on God and the judgment that has come upon them. We in the U.S. are ignoring what's happened. We need to realize that God's judgment is coming. And so he goes on, he says, don't announce it in Gath. Don't weep at all. Now, Micah is weeping. Why is he telling Gath, don't weep in Gath? Well, Gath is one of the major cities of the Philistines, one of the enemies of Israel and Judah. Basically, he says, don't let the enemy see that you're in sorrow. Like, don't let Moscow or Beijing see that you're hurting. They're your enemy. Then he says, roll in the dust, Beth Lephrah. And Beth Lephrah basically is city of dust. City of dust, roll in the dust. And rolling in the dust was a sign of contrition and sorrow. Depart in shameful nakedness, you residents of Shafir. Shafir is a Hebrew word for beauty. Shafir was a beautiful city, but its walls were torn down. There was no surrounding the city anymore. It was in shameful nakedness as a city when it was captured and taken into captivity. The residents of Zanin will not come out. Beth Ezel is lamenting. Zanin, basically the name means come out. Come out will not come out. And Beth Ezel means nearness. And the city of nearness will not help in this situation. Then it says, harness the horses to the chariot, you residents of Lachish. Lachish is known for its horses. It was one of the chariot cities of Solomon. So he says, get your chariots ready to depart. But they're not going to help you. You're not going to be able to outrun the enemy. And then in verse 16, he tells them what their action should be. Shave yourselves bald, cut off your hair in sorrow for your precious children. Make yourself as bald as an eagle, for they have been taken from you into exile. Israel, you are going into captivity. All your children are going to be taken away into captivity. You should be mourning over what's going to be happening. But during this time, Israel was still celebrating that everything's good with us while they rejected God. And Micah was trying to tell them judgment is coming. He was also preaching to Judah. And when Judah saw what happened to northern 10 tribes of Israel, they still didn't straighten up. We need to realize that God is serious when he says he's going to bring judgment. There is a judgment day coming, and judgment will occur. But God has provided a way for us to be prepared for that judgment. He himself came, died for our sins, so that we have no fear of judgment, because God loved us so much that he paid the price for our sin. We need to share that with others. And we need to remind people that there is a judgment day coming. God is serious. But we don't see God's judgment as quick sometimes as we think it should happen. But God is giving people a chance to repent. And that's part of the grace of God. Let us share with others how they can be ready when God comes. Stand with me for our closing prayer. God, I thank you for providing a way for us to be forgiven. Your prophet Micah even talks about your coming in Bethlehem and how you came as the Messiah to save us. Lord, your salvation is available to everyone. Let us not reject, as Israel did, your plan and your forgiveness. And let us share with others what you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.